time back in the day, yeah, we were trying, a bunch of us were trying to rent a house on in Little Five. Mm-hmm. So we took some pot back to Huntsville to sell to our friends to raise money. And it was $15 a bag, and nobody was really that interested. So we conferred and said, oh, you know, it's really, and it was really good, so we'll sell it for $20, and then they bought it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that experience many times. Okay, we're going to cut it some and then sell it for more.
It's all in the sizzle, not the steak. What you sell.
Well, an ounce became a lid because a lid is like, it could be anything. three fingers theoretically.
The first one I ever bought was from an old guy, and it was a Prince Albert lid.
Yeah.
Stuffed as packed as it could.
Really?
A real lid, Prince Albert can. Because, you know, I was spoiled. That was the only one I'd ever seen. I thought, next to it, I went, well, hey, where's the Prince Albert can? What's with this?
And they looked at you like, country boy, what you doing here? And so you were down there, and everybody was like just meeting each other and hanging out?
Pretty much. I mean, I remember Grady High School when Steve, wait a minute, it's going to come to me. You know, little Stevie, not Steve Westerfield, but Steve.
Yeah, little Steve.
He's
on the poster.
Hung out with Fifi, and he's on the poster. I got that poster, too. Lisa Dedmore's in that poster.
Yeah, she wrote us and gave us most of the names of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Steve was giving me and Philip Bajardo a bunch of shit about being, because we were wearing beetle boots and had long hair. And then he left. He went to San Francisco, and he comes back, and all of a sudden, he's Mr. Hippie. And Charlie Rich was around then, and Virgin.
Somebody was called Virgin?
Yeah, his name was Virgil, but his name was Virgin. He had the best baseball card collection of anybody on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, he died. And he lived over off of Piedmont where West Lumber Company was, kind of.
Yeah? Yeah.
Over there he had this little garden of hubcaps and things.
What did he die of?
Charlie Parker. Not Charlie Parker. Stevie Parker.
Stevie Parker,
He died of, I think he overdosed or something.
Oh, that.
I think he got into the hair. And
You know, once we started researching this, it seemed like every chapter, I was joking around in my head and coming up with chapters, and every chapter it end with, and then the heroin showed up. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Charlie Rich died. He died on the river, didn't he? I think it was a rafting accident. This was early on. Steve Westerfield died early. Ron Osborne died early, overdose. I've got an original Ron Osborne.
Oh.
Of the Peace Vigil. The Peace Vigil, that was fun.
When was that?
That was from, I guess, 67 or 68, on into the 70s at Five Points downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Had a big sign, Peace Vigil, and it was always Henry Bass, Sue Bass, Dennis Adelsberger, when he came, me, a few other people. And Charlie Webster, who was the local FBI guy who had infiltrated everything.
Is he in that poster, too?
He's in the picture that I had that Ron Osborne did. No, he's not in the poster.
Because there's one guy in that all the people in it say, I think he was a narc.
Yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about. No, Charlie Webster, like, suit, tie, the whole bit. But he was at every movement meeting and everything. And everybody liked Charlie, but everybody knew he's an FBI agent.
From his ear into Herbert, into Hoover's.
Harry Herzog was an old reactionary from anarchist from way back. He died and left us his house, basically. Well, he rented it, but he left us the house. We actually could move into it.
So did you know Harlan Joy then?
Yeah.
So, and they came to town as radicals helping to...
agitators.
Yeah. Yeah, those outside... Who was the woman that kept talking about how her parents kept saying those outside agitators would change your life?
Yeah.
Well,